Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we return to this unbelievable evil tragedy yesterday, and that is, of course, 19 children killed in Texas in the school shooting. Two teachers also killed in the process of all of this. We went over earlier the background of the shooter, et cetera. I don't know how parents ever get over something like this. I've interviewed many of them. I ask them, we talk about it. It's one of those things in life that I don't think you recover from fully. I know many people are very strong, have a great faith and belief. I believe in God and Jesus and heaven. I believe in all of that. And I believe we'll be reunited one day. But these parents, without even mourning, now have to, you know, listen to the political debates within seconds. You know, we haven't even identified. They had not even identified every person that was shot before it was politicized. That's how bad this has gotten in this country. Anyway, joining us now is Andy Pollack. I've told you about the Byrna company. Byrna, I'll put a link on Hannity.com. I am a customer. I have purchased and I've given them out as gifts. It's a non-lethal alternative. It shoots, literally, it shoots projectiles at a very long distance of two pepper sprays and tear gas, and it immobilizes any intruder. Now, I like it for police officers, law enforcement in particular, because it gives them an option short of just having a gun available to them. I'm not a big fan of tasers with the you know, the line shooting out. It has to be at close quarters, and I just think Byrna has created an incredible product. I'm a big fan of it. Andy Pollack joins us. He's the Chief Public Safety Officer of Byrna. Their website is Byrna.com. But I guess more sadly and importantly in this case, he lost his daughter. I'm sure you remember him. I'm sure you remember his daughter. Meadow Pollack, murdered by Nicholas Cruz in the Parkland school shooting in Broward County, Florida in 2018. Well, Andy Pollack now works to help people protect themselves and their families and advises schools on how to protect students. Andy is back on the program. Andy, thanks for joining us once again. Before we get into what happened yesterday, you lost your beautiful daughter, Meadow, in 2018. And I try to put myself in the position of somebody like yourself, and I try to really understand how somebody would feel. I've met people that have lost, you know, sons and daughters in war. I've met people that have lost children in shootings like this, such as yourself. And I always wonder, you know, do you ever get over something like this? Or does it just forever change you in ways that you'll never be the same person again, no matter how hard you try?
I hate to say it, but it's the latter of the two that you're saying. I don't recover. My life has never been the same. I go through pain every day thinking of my beautiful princess, my daughter. I get angry. I look at pictures of her, and I get so angry, Sean, that this happened to her. You know, that whole thing of where they let him walk through the gate and kill my daughter. So you're right. You'll never be the same, any parent. You know, you just have, like, everyone asks me all the time on every show, what would you tell these other parents to make them feel better? Like, there's nothing I could say to make them feel better. It's just something that you got to learn to live with. And it's like a pain that's just sticking you forever. And you got to focus on things that you could do and make a difference. You know, I have to be there for my sons, my family, my wife. But I also, I can't stand this when they politicize these type of shootings. It just irks me when they go, and I heard about Beto O'Rourke today, and I heard about the president. I heard him talking about guns. But you know what? After Sandy Hook, after Parkland, after, you know, there was a shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, May 18th, 2018. There was a school shooting, okay? And how do they not know that you need a single point of entry and armed police at the school? You know, it's not so difficult to figure things out. And I'm calloused from my daughter being murdered, Sean. So this is what irks me, is you can't put all the responsibility on the school. I put responsibility on parents also, that it's 2022. You have to know what's going on in your child's school. You need to know who's on that school board. You need to know about single point of entry, hard corners. How could you get into that school after you drop your child off? And are the teachers trained? Is there protocols in place? Do they have armed guards? It's 2022, Sean. You know, a parent is responsible just as much as the school.
I think it's got to be mandatory. I mean, we were sending all this money, what, $40 billion to help Ukraine, a little late from my standpoint. And when you think of the amount of money, we're paying way more than European countries that are more risk than we are, which really, really pisses me off, to be honest. And you think of that money, and it just frustrates me. Because they go for the intellectually lazy argument that somehow now we've got to ban these guns. Now, meanwhile, every weekend in Chicago, you know, we have 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 people shot and killed. Whatever number of those people shot will die. And you never hear those names. Andy, I've been scrolling the names of people shot in Chicago for years, since 2009. That was Barack Obama's hometown. And they don't do it. To me, I will tell you, and when my kids were in high school, thank God they're out, the rare occasions I'd ever go down there, and it was rare, I tried to stay out of their way at school.
I don't blame.
The few occasions I would go to their school, to their credit, there was one way in. They had somebody meet me. Hi, Mr. Hannity, how are you? And I'd have to sign in. And there was no other way I could get in unless some kid opened a door or something, but that shouldn't even be allowed. And you can certainly have emergency exits, and there's ways to do that where people can't break in that way. But you're right, it's 2022. Where are the retired military guys? Where are the retired police officers? You know, what if they donated 2 days a week to protect a school, and all their income, federal income, and state income and local income, all their taxes would be waived? Why don't we give them incentive that way that doesn't even cost us a lot of money?
And there's so many veterans that are looking for a job or to volunteer exactly. And help, and we don't use them. And what about even, like you're saying, law enforcement, whose children go to the school? You're telling me they won't go an hour early to pick up their kids or an hour, you know, after school when there's sports going on? We could utilize all this, but when the country focuses on the Second Amendment and gun laws, you don't get anything done. And I blame both sides. You know, it's not just the left. There's a lot of things that could be going on. Like you mentioned before, they want to talk about budget. How much money with that 40 or 50 billion that they just sent to protect the people of Ukraine, with that 50 billion, what could you have done in this country with mental institutions, with securing our schools, with proper training for law enforcement? You know, that $50 billion could go a long way and earn our kids aren't our children in this country worth protecting?
Well, that's an obvious answer, right? I mean, there's no question.
And you know, and what? I'd like to bring up another point with you, Sean, what's going on.
Yes, sir.
And I'm on the pulse of this because my wife's an ER physician, okay? She does shift work in the hospital, so I always hear her. She comes home and tells me what's going on. What's going on in this country to fix it is the police, not their fault. When these kids, I like the one, I'm going to use Buffalo because I know a lot what happened with that Buffalo shooting. I think it was last week at that market. So that kid threatened to shoot the school up, right, Sean? Before, mm-hmm. the year, if you know about it, his senior year, he threatens to shoot the school up. He doesn't get arrested. The same with my daughter's murderer. Threatens to shoot the school up, doesn't get arrested. What they do is the police take him to the hospital and they dump him off because there's nowhere to bring him, okay? They go through the system at the hospital. They stay there like less than a day. They get, did you mean to shoot the school up? No, I didn't mean it. And they let him right out on the street again without a record. So you could have 1,000 gun laws with any background check in the world. It's never going to show up if they don't arrest these kids or deem them a threat to themselves or to society. So they have a clean record, Sean. And this is, my wife sees people like this in the ER, and this is just how, she's not there full time. One every 2 months will come in where there's a fine line between evil
the suspect in Sunday's unprovoked subway murder in New York City had 19 prior arrests. You know, defund, yeah. dismantle, no bail, stupidity. And is it applicable here? No. But is it applicable in so many other cases? It is. We're doing a lot of dumb things. We really are. And it's what's sad to me is all of this is preventable, Andy. And that's the saddest part of this. You know, look at the Santa Fe shooting on May 18th. School occurred Santa Fe High. And in, for example, in Santa Fe, Texas, Houston metro area, 10 people, 8 students, 2 teachers fatally shot, 13 others wounded. I mean, and it goes on and on.
And they didn't fix it, Sean.
They didn't lift a finger.
Nothing.
They didn't lift a finger.
Florida, I have to say, Florida fixed it to the best that they could. A lot of the schools, we have police officers. We have a see something, say something app for kids to report these things when they see kids that are like these. So Florida did a lot. And Texas, I guess, I don't know what happened with Texas, but that shouldn't have happened. So I get angry when I see it. And you know what? The president now, he put an executive order, I was watching today, on police officers, right? That's what happened today. So what I say is, you know what? Why don't you have an executive order? Why don't you sign one holding these mental health counselors accountable for letting these people out on the street without a background, without making them a threat, you know, a threat to themselves or to society? They need the full, they go through the court system where that goes on their background. Because I'm going to give you a statistic that I just read. Within the last 25 years, Sean, all the mass shooters in the last 25 years, 50% of them were seeing mental health counselors, or they were in mental health facilities. And not one was deemed a threat to themselves or to society where it would have been put on their background. So that, you see how that's failing society. Going, mm-hmm. you know, you talk about these mental health caseworkers. It's same thing with my daughter's murderer. He was going to Henderson Health. He was seeing... they were going to his house, counselors, he's cutting up cats in his backyard, but they still failed the system, and they sent that kid to school with my daughter because they have a sovereign immunity, these healthcare workers.
You know, it's so amazing how often, and I believe in this case as well, that they telegraph, they post, they even give details of their plans to commit these evil atrocities, and I don't know why we don't monitor social media more in that extent, not to be intrusive, but just to be looking for people that are showing signs of mental illness or showing tendencies of any kind towards violence or posting videos of, for example, the problem is they do,
okay, and if you say something, then they slip through the system. If you don't, they don't give them a background, Sean, they could still go out and purchase the rifle. That's the problem.
I
get it. Like, even if people report them, like the Buffalo shooter was reported, they just brought him to the hospital, like I said, and dumped him off. So they did the right thing. But if they don't arrest, so my message to all the parents out there is you need to get involved locally, in your local school districts. You see, there's one good thing that's been happening, you know, with all this negative.
And we only have about 15 seconds, Andy. Go ahead.
Sure. Parents are getting involved with their local school district, and they're getting involved with the school board races. And if you want your kids safe, you got to put the right people on the school board so they take security at the utmost level. And you know what? Byrna has a school safety now. Byrna.com/school safety. Go on there, and I'll show you. It has all my tips.
I'm one of the biggest fans. I think I might be one of your biggest customers, too, because I give them away as gifts all the time. But, Andy, I really appreciate it. Again, thank you for telling parents what they need to hear. And, again, so sorry about Meadow. What a wonderful girl she was. And I'm so sorry that ever happened to you.
Comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We're still following the Sussman trial because incredible developments as it relates to the Durham investigation, and we're getting a lot of pieces of the puzzle that we've been waiting for to see how much Durham has really been able to uncover. It seems to be fairly extensive, more than I expected. We now know the FBI, including James Comey, were all fired up about these alleged covert communications, this channel between servers in the Trump Organization and Russia's Alpha Bank. In the days after Sussman brought the allegations to James Baker, according to testimony and documents now revealed at the trial, Sussman on September 19th, 2016, set up a meeting with then-FBI General Counsel James Baker, where he brought two thumb drives of data and white papers alleging the Trump Organization was using a secret back channel to communicate with the Kremlin-linked Alpha Bank in the weeks leading up to the presidential election. Now, the FBI, this is a joke to me. This is meaningless to me because this should have been done after the Inspector General's report. But we now have learned that the FBI has launched their own internal investigation of the Bureau's Russiagate surveillance abuse. We also learned that the 1% that I always talked about, not the 99% of rank and file FBI agents, special agents, that the 1% never told the agents involved in the investigating what they really knew about all of this. And even the testimony of James Baker, which was, yeah, I just dismissed Michael Sussman's allegation out of hand. It had no credibility to me. It's pretty amazing. Anyway, a text message sent by FBI agent Peter Strzok to then FBI lawyer Lisa Page in August of 2016. Remember, that's the one that mentioned the insurance policy, which would be an integral part of what Republican investigators have long suspected to be part of a plot to undermine then candidate Donald Trump. Now we know what that means. And I think we learned an awful lot about this and confirmed an awful lot of our reporting was dead on accurate and true. Now, Kash Patel is a former Pentagon chief of staff. He's author, by the way, of a new children's book. We'll put it on Hannity.com. The Plot Against the King. And anyway, he's been in the courtroom, I understand. Cash, you've been there and you've been watching some of this testimony.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, your opening is spot on. I've been in the courtroom. I just left. And I think there's some new exclusive reporting to be out there. Your summary's right on. But the thumb drive you mentioned, let's start there. The prosecution proved that Michael Sussman bought those thumb drives, charged it to the Hillary Clinton campaign, loaded them up with the Alpha Bank fantasy, and then drove to the FBI and handed those very thumb drives to his buddy James Baker, the general counsel of the FBI. And yet he's still trying to say that he was not there on behalf of a client.
That's what he's being charged with, lying to the FBI. But isn't it ironic that his friend James Baker, who's saying that I didn't really believe him, at a later date when he left the FBI, went to Sussman begging for a job. Isn't that true?
That's 100% true, and this story keeps unraveling. And look, as lead chief investigator for Devin Nunes on Russiagate, this information was subpoenaed by us in 2017, 2018, and it was withheld from us by the FBI, by Chris Wray and Rod Rosenstein. So I'm glad John Durham is finding all the evidence. The key moment for me today was basically the target, the tech executive, Rodney Jaffe, has now been proven to be the Christopher Steele of the Alpha Bank fantasy. And here's why. He is an FBI informant of over a decade, has been working with the Bureau for 10 years on their books. Meanwhile, the Alpha Bank narrative was going on. Michael Sussman billed his company $3 million to do the work of this Alpha Bank server nonsense. And then Rodney Jaffe went, just like Christopher Steele, and leaked this information to the media, breaking his contract with the FBI and forcing the FBI to terminate him. So why did they allow this circular reporting to occur? Why did they allow the Steele dossier to go on like it did? This just proves to me there's parallel tracks that John Durham has finally unveiled, and he's admitted in a public court that Rodney Jaffe is a target of his investigation along with many other folks. It's a huge piece of
So we really don't have two buckets. We have the Alpha Bank Trump Tower server Russia connection. Then, of course, we got the dirty Russian disinformation dossier that was used as the basis for the FISA applications. And remember, it was Andrew McCabe that said you wouldn't have a FISA warrant granted without the dirty dossier. It says on the top of a FISA application verified, we now know everything in that dirty dossier that Hillary paid for, funneled through a law firm, Perkins Coie, which Sussman worked for, hiring Fusion GPS that hires Christopher Steele. We know everything has been debunked, and they knew it was debunked, and they were warned that they shouldn't trust it even before they ever approved the first warrant. James Comey signed three of them, even after the subsource said, no, all of this was bar talk, and we didn't believe any of it.
You're right. And they did. And what's shocking to me is a guy who was a former federal prosecutor investigated this investigation for the Republicans and Chairman Nunes. I had heard of none of this, even though we subpoenaed all the information, that they were replicating this entire fake line of effort with the Alpha Bank narrative by having an FBI insider leak information, get paid two ways from the Clinton campaign and the Bureau themselves, then lie about it to the FBI, and then the agents themselves, as you said, were lied to about the opening of the counterintelligence investigation based on the Alpha Bank narrative, and those electronic communications, the opening documents of the investigation were also finally put forth in the proceedings against Michael Sussman. I think we're doing this, John Durham's doing this for a reason. It's not just the Sussman case. He's building the case against everybody else and putting this information out in the public. And there's a lot coming.
See, I agree. Do you agree with me that this is a tainted jury pool? Because I don't think any Clinton donors or AOC donors or anybody in the jury pool that has a daughter that plays on the same team with the defendant, Sussman, should be in the jury pool. Do you agree with that part?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's D.C., so it's impossible to get a perfect jury. And as a guy who's tried 60 jury trials to verdict in criminal court and federal court, you get some, and you're not going to.
I don't even think no matter what the evidence shows, we have a shot at all. There'll be jury nullification.
That's what they're going for. The defense started putting up their case, and they're trying to paint Michael Sussman out to be some sort of hero. But here's where it's different for me as a former federal prosecutor, even in D.C. This is not a he said, she said case. The government rested its evidence today on the interrogation of Michael Sussman I did in 2018. They put the transcript of it, and that was their last piece of testimony, where Michael Sussman admitted to me under oath at Congress that he was there at the FBI on behalf of a client. That's the case. They can show that to the jury, sworn testimony.
So in other words, directly contradicting what they're claiming.
Exactly. And it's on black and white paper under oath. And it's very hard to argue jury nullification, even in D.C. When you have that, you have Michael Sussman's own words, and you have his buddy James Baker testifying against him. That helps me believe that even with this jury pool as it is, they're not going to be able to run away from the evidence. As long as you have one juror on there, that's the key, who wants to do what's right and follow the law and the fact, just one out of 12. I think this case is going to go the way it should, which is a conviction and prison sentence for Michael Sussman.
I thought you needed one out of 12 to not get a conviction. Why are you saying just need one person that wants to follow the truth, meaning they won't relent?
Exactly. They won't relent. And that's all you need. You need one person to say this isn't about politics. And I got to believe one out of 12 jurors, even in D.C., is going to come up there and say, look, this is what he said under oath. It's in black and white. It's not a he said, she said. This is the fact. This is the law, and it must be applied.
So you became the Pentagon chief of staff, and you were in the room on January 4th, the day that Donald Trump approved, I think it was up to 20,000 National Guard troops. And also the Secretary of Defense has confirmed that report, as has Mark Meadows, the president's chief of staff, as has the president to me. Nobody on that committee even wants to ask those questions. That's off limits, according to the head of the committee. And here you are, you're working for the Intel Committee at the time, and Devin Nunes, and you were up to your eyeballs in this. You've been involved in a lot of key moments in history as it relates to the Trump administration.
Well, look, you know, you sign up for a mission to serve. I was in for 16 years. And the whole point is to serve the American public. It's not to serve your own ego.
By the way, everybody needs to know, Cash doesn't look a day over 22.
Sean Hannity is my new best friend. But you know
it's
what,
true.
I want to remind your audience, it doesn't matter what the work we did back then, whether it was Russiagate or in the Pentagon for Trump, there were very few guys in the industry like yourself who went as hard as into the paint with the facts as you did. When we started Russiagate, when we continued Russiagate, when the media just hammered
us. Where's my Pulitzer? Maggie Haberman needs to give hers back.
I'm going to give you a signed copy of my new children's book instead. It'll be worth it.
That's about at my reading level, so that'll fit perfectly. let me ask you this question, because you said something that really caught my attention about Durham and what he's really doing here. When you look at this case, and this, as I understand it, had a statute of limitations issues, which is why he brought it now. And then you look at all the players involved, all the names that have come up, all the FBI brass involved, all of those people that signed those FISA warrants, all of those people that spread those lies. Do you see that Durham is heading in a direction that would go directly to Hillary herself? Is Durham giving any indication that those people that abuse power in the FBI, that 1%, may be in legal jeopardy themselves?
Yeah, I don't think it goes to Hillary, but I think the indictments go to all roads, I've said, lead to Andy McCabe, Peter Schrock, and Lisa Page, the corrupt lovebirds, and the deputy director of the FBI.
Why not Comey? Comey signed the three of the four warrants.
I agree with you that Comey is as equally as liable in this mess, but he's covered it up. Unless Durham has a witness that flips on Comey, or a piece of paper that shows James Comey orchestrated the whole thing from somebody, it's going to be hard to prove, and it's very hard. But he can get roped in and will get roped into the Durham report. But I think more importantly, the reason John Durham started with Michael Sussman, as you pointed out, the statute of limitations is coming up. But by making this case in conviction, you build the layer of the pyramid to go up, and you get at the joint venture conspiracy that John Durham has talked about and pled in federal court. And I think that's where this case is going. And he's got some solid evidence. And by the way, just for your audience, the statute of limitations on everyone else is told. It means it's extended because there's a criminal conspiracy that John Durham has laid out in this federal pleading. So nobody else is going to get shut down by the statute of limitations matter.
So let's go into, if you were to look into your crystal ball, knowing this probably as well as anybody in the country, the entire scheme, learning what we've learned, learning that Hillary herself knew that she signed off on it personally, knowing that this was an October surprise, knowing the bought and paid for Russian dossier was phony and they all knew it. Now the question is, if you had to guess, your best prediction, do you think Durham has fully put this together? And if he has, who might we see indictments for?
I do, and I think you're going to see about four more indictments this summer. A couple of folks at the FBI, characters we've always talked about, Fusion GPS and Glenn Simpson, the media orchestrated arm about this thing. And I also think you're going to see some people in Hillary world, Robbie Mook, and more importantly, Jake Sullivan, the current National Security Advisor, who I believe lied to me under oath in Congress, like Michael Sussman, basically are in on this scheme. And John Durham has issued their names by title, of course, in federal pleadings in the Sussman and Danchenko cases, saying they are part of the joint venture conspiracy and that there are multiple targets. I think the very next one, though, is probably going to be Rodney Jaffe, the tech executive, who's just shown himself to be a complete liar and after the money and totally hated Donald Trump and lied to the media, the FBI, and everyone else that would listen, and got hired by the Clinton campaign to do this dirty trick, if putting it mildly. But I think he goes down next.
What an incredible ability you have to break things down to a level that everybody could understand it, because it does get in the weeds pretty quickly in all this. Kash Patel, by the way, he wrote a new children's book. We put it up on Hannity.com, The Plot Against the King, and it's on Amazon.com, Hannity.com, and in bookstores everywhere. Congrats on that. I'm sure you did that in your spare time because you're not busy at all.
It's Russia Gay for children, John. Everyone's going to
It sounds like it, actually. Anyway, thank you, Kash Patel. Always great to have you on the program. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, so I just recently got Omaha Steaks delivered to me. And I didn't just get the steaks. They have a new filet mignon wrapped in bacon. They have, if you like the best quality meat, and I do, I eat only paleo. I do not eat carbs. I eat, you know, vegetables and I eat meat. I got the pork chops, the center cut, the best I've ever had. I've got their steaks, the best I've ever had. I've got their chicken cutlets, the best I've ever had. Their burgers, the best I've ever had. All right, Father's Day is coming up. Every father I know, every guy I know loves this, will love this package we put together. It's called the Dad's Want Steaks Package. It's only $99 for Dad this Father's Day. 16 mouthwatering entrees. He's going to love the bacon wrapped filet mignon. He's going to love the Franks, the gourmet jumbo Franks. He's going to love the air chilled boneless chicken breast. So delicious. And you even get dessert for Dad, the delicious caramel apple tartlets. I can't eat them because I'm full paleo right now, but I know my friends love them. Anyway, it's a special gift just for dads that of people that listen to this show. And you have to type in the name Hannity in the search bar and order the Dad's Want Steaks package. You'll also get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers as part of this deal. I mean, the best meat in the country. It's that good. Now, it's very simple. Just go to omahasteaks.com. Use the keyword Hannity. One more time. Do it for Dad. Do it now before you forget. Omahasteaks.com. Keyword Hannity. Your dad will love you for this gift. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Busy night, Hannity tonight. So Beto Bozo making a total fool of himself today. Anyway, the mayor in Texas that called Beto a sick son of a bitch is going to join us on Hannity tonight. We have our reporters on the ground. LJ Lawrence will join us. Sarah Carter will join us. The Secretary of State, Ken Paxton, Kellyanne, Clay Travis, Leo 2.0, Terrell, Congressman Jim Jordan, and much, much more. 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox News. We'll see you tonight, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.